Non-dairy products, as we've been talking about this morning, are becoming more and more popular because people are looking for more sustainable ways to eat and drink. So much so that the Swedish oat drink company Oatly is investing in a new factory in Peterborough. Now, the company promises efficient use of resources, minimal negative impact on the planet, and to create at least 200 jobs. Well, I tell you, the ideal person to talk to about this is Julie Howell, the Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville. Good morning, Councillor Howell. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Louise. I'm really well, thank you.
I feel like Orton Longville and Orton Waterville are doing very well on the show this morning. I feel like all the content is being provided by the two Ortons.
Fantastic.
So this is good news, isn't it? A new factory, new jobs, and with a green initiative all on your patch.
Yeah, I mean, the new jobs thing, if we talk about that first, you know, fantastic. We suffered a great loss recently with Thomas Cook in the area, which is at Lynchwood, which is very close to where I am. It's within my ward. Where the new Oatly factory is going is very close by. Obviously, it's employing different kind of people. It's a different kind of industry, but this is great news for our local economy. So, yeah, absolutely chuffed to learn this.
Now, I think we've had this conversation before, Councillor, but I kind of moved officially up to Cambridgeshire at the beginning of, well, kind of mid through lockdown. It's all very complicated. I won't bore you with my life dramas. But one thing that I've noticed is the buzz around Peterborough. I feel like I've heard more about Peterborough being on the map these last 12 months than ever before. It feels like there's a real excitement around the kind of businesses, not just the number of businesses, but the kind of businesses that are investing their future in the city.
Yeah, and this is an interesting one because Peterborough very much depends on agriculture. We're surrounded by farms, so agriculture is a very big employer around here. And one of the things I'm sort of interested in about Oatly coming here is not just the creation of jobs, but it opens up the possibilities for conversations about sustainability and also farming. I listened earlier to the restaurateur you were speaking to, and she mentioned there that Oatly has apparently made a commitment to source its ingredients from our local farmers. I hope that's true, because one of the farmers I've been speaking to says that Peterborough is surrounded by the finest oat fields in the world. So for heaven's sake, I hope we're not bringing in oats from Sweden, that they are going to be oats that are from locally. But also, let's not forget about milk and the milk production around here, and understand that the summit chat online around, well, oat drinking supports monocultures, and what we really need is biodiversity. Yep. And milk drinking supports that. And we need sustainable local agriculture. So I'm not here to say oats are the answer to absolutely everything. They are part of the picture. We must keep a focus also on biodiversity and appreciate the wonderful work all of our farmers are doing locally.
It's part of a holistic change, isn't it? Now, I'm going to throw some buzzwords at you because I think most people listening are like, right, we need to do our bit for the environment. We know that things are looking pretty dire. We know we need to make changes. And then, if they're anything like me, you start hearing words that make you go, oh, hang on, what does that mean again? So when we say sustainability, when we mean net zero, when we mean being good for the environment in terms of efficient use of resources and negative impact on the planet, which is what Oatly are saying, what does that mean? How environmentally friendly can industry be?
Well, as I was saying just a moment ago, we need to make sure that biodiversity is supported. So we don't want to just grow oats and nothing else. We want to have fields that support nature. So we have beautiful wildflower fields so that we're attracting insects, so that we're supporting bees, and you've heard about that a lot. Mm. We also need to look after ourselves. So, I mean, I'm not kidding. I've got oat milk here. I'm drinking oats at the moment. I actually only drink oat-based products or eat oat-based products during the day myself as part of a balanced diet. I don't actually eat what you might call solid food until after 5 p.m.
Really? Hang on. How do you get through the day?
Oh, no, it's great. It fills me up completely. I'm not a vegan. I have a balanced mixed diet.
Of what?
The oats are very, very good for me. So they're good for you. How can I put it gently at this time of the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Good for the digestion.
Your system.
A little bit windy in this corner of Orton Waterville, but very, very good for the
But you say solid food after 5. So what is it, just smoothies until 5?
Without mentioning any brand names, the diet that I have comes in powdered form. You mix it with water. You can add some fruit in there if you like. And I have that for breakfast. I have one for lunch. And it totally sustains me. It is food, just not solid. It's just food. So it's not that I'm just having a drink. It is oat-based. It is very, very oaty. And honestly, it fills me up. And for me, this is about weight loss and also about getting all the right minerals in, because honestly, Louise, if left to my own devices, I'd eat a packet of biscuits for breakfast and another one for lunch.
Same.
Not good. This is controlling my calories. So oats have played a really positive role in my life.
Well, I mean, that went down a direction I wasn't expecting, but I'm delighted to hear it. Before I let you go, random, what do you reckon about the e-scooters potentially coming to Peterborough?
E-scooters, great idea to get people out and about and not in their cars. My main concern is keeping off the pavements. Blind people and other disabled people rely on being able to have clear pavements to get around the city too. So as long as they're being used appropriately on the streets as they should be, then I'm all for it.
Councillor Julie Howell, Green City Councillor from Oughton Waterville, thank you so much. And I think we need to talk off air about your oat smoothies. Lovely chat. Thank you. It's 8.30.